is the Mishnah increases, but you don't obey, the Mishnah Zog. Kol Arayi, Tzechid Ish, Tzechid Ish, Shavim, V'Maks, V'Kov. By all Isuri Diya, by all Arayi, Echad Ish, the man, the Ish, and the Isha, they both get the same Einish. They get the same Makas, or the same Kovin. The Shivchun, like Ish, Vis, Ish, Isha. That is one exception. Mishnah says, Shivchurufa. Shivchurufa, the Torah says, the Feirish, that an Ish brings a Kovin, Kovin Hashem, Hashem, Shivchurufa, and Kovin Hashem, and the Isha gets Makas. But by every other Eva, every other Isurbiya, they get the same, Malkus. And the Chiddush is, even though by Kamad every Eva, all the Isurbiya, the Torah talks to the man. The Torah is Ma'azi the Ish. The Torah says Achoisa. This is a Moshe that Achoisa gets Malkus. It doesn't say Achecha. It doesn't say the lady, if she's nibble to her brother, that's Asa. There's no Issa to a brother. But it's understood that since the Torah says Achoisa, the Mishnah says that also the Isha gets Malkus also. The Chavik Yisus is the same and the Malkus is the same. Then it says the Gemara goes to the Abba because the Pasuk says V'nichusu nefashas ha'isus. By the Kisus it conveys them both. It says they both get Karis. So since they both get Karis, the Gemara learns out that they both get the same Malkus also. This is also a sugya in Yevamos about Pedal and Beis. And as I pass on the Rambam, Pe'gizayin Hilchus Rebi Alach Hei. And so some Pe'gim Hilchus Rebi Alach Yidam. In the Rambam, in Peggy Zayn, we see that this halacha goes on a Suri B of Kahuna also. The din is a Kain Godel Zasa Balman, a Manu Kain Godel Zasa, and Grusha to a Kain Hedi. The same thing over there, that even though the Torah is really talking to the Kain Godel Shna Man Amana, and the Kain Hedi Shna Mary Grusha, but if the Grusha is nibble to the Kain, she also gets it. And the Amana also. Over there, L'chayr Grusha, there might be a Pasuk by Amana, if you look in the Gemara in Yivamas, but Moshe by Amana, there is no Pasuk. It seems to be Shigal the Rambam's Chiddush, that the Rambam's comparing, just like we have all of the Isuri Biyah, that we're mash for the Ish to the Isha, just like the man gets Malkus, Isha gets Malkus, the same thing by Amana and Gadol. The Rambam says by Zaino also, which also might be the Gemara. You know, there's one sheet, there's a Tesis in the Dorim, Tesis in the Dorim spin down on the side, a Tesis in the Dorim is Chalik. The Mishnah says at the end of the Dorim, it's a famous Mishnah that it's called Mishnah Achreina. The second Takon of the Mishnah was that if the Eishes Koyin tells the husband to marry Ninoch, then it's Eishes Koyin Shenensa. If someone's Ma'anasa, she does it to her husband. So Eishes Koyin comes to the husband and says she was Nensa, she's not believed. She says to marry Ninoch, she's not believed. The reason is, maybe she's interested in somebody else, and she wants to trick her husband to divorce her so she could go marry somebody else. So the nice of the Mishnah says, she's not believed, and the husband can remain with her. There's no Adam, it's just Isha's word. The Mishnah says, she's not believed. Even though she's not believed to the man, but she should be believed herself. She should be shari as a chayadin deraisa. If a person says on himself something is also, how could she stay with her husband? Why isn't that done her?
And well, you say Shalem Nachas and Amon, so that you have the same time.
Tosfos in Yevamos is the Chafei. Tosfos in Yevamos is the Chafei, it's the same Kasha. Tosfos says that Teretz. He says, that reason, Chashin and Shem Nosnei Avacha, tells you not to believe it for herself either. Because if you can believe it for her, it's going to be a get. And if she's going to be also, it's going to be the same problem. It's all part of the Chashin and Shem Nosnei Avacha that she's mutter for herself also. But it's still a little bit shver, because that would be, then we'd be something become Basay. She has no monastery rights on herself. And Chazal are coming to be Oikahun and monastery rights to become Basay, so it's a shver. So Tosis in they talk about the Midian Nedo, Midian Amonis.
Yeah, but it's a standard
Amonis. It's Midian Nedo also, how Chazal be Oikahun,
Midian Nedo. No, then it doesn't pass anymore.
That's the kasha.
No, if you
learn
it to the
monastery, then someone, you don't believe. Even the Ganesh of Shabbat, you don't believe. Shabbat, you don't believe. Because Shabbat, you don't believe. You give with it. How does
that take it off?
Right, that's Tosis Teres. Tosis in the Yevamos and in the Dharam also.
Shai afterwards,
such a thing. Right. So this is all part of Takana. But the kasha is even a shayach, but
the fact that you say that she's choshed, right?
Shas.
So that means you don't
hold on that.
But you know, listen, so that means you don't believe.
That means more than that. It has to work, that's what you're saying is not emes. That's what it means, more. Because otherwise it'll come out of Shas, the Masa Kudusoy.
The example, this is an example of Shabbat Nachshit of Yisur, the Gemara in Yivam, the Gemara in Kedushin, sorry, Kedushin, that's Samachay. The Gemara says, if an Ish comes to town and he says, Kedushkani, I was Mekadosh this Isha, and the Isha denies it. The Isha says, no, I'm single, I never got married. Then the man is not believed. And the Isha is mutter to get married, because there's no Edom, there's this one man that claims that he married her. The Isha denies it, she's Kaifa. The Isha is mutter to marry anyone, she's even mutter to marry this man's brother, this man's Kaifa. He mutter bekerve herself. But the Gemara says, who also bekerve herself? But he will be also in her Kaifa. Because for himself, it's Shabbat Nashtik of Yisura. On himself, he could say it, and he'll be also in her Kaifa. There's a male effect, in the Dharam here also. Even if we say Hashim Shem Nasan Ba'ach, and he doesn't have to believe her, but why isn't she Shabbat Nashtik of Yisura? So Tosfos wants to say that the Shem Rebbe Eleza, Rav Rebbe Eleza, one of the Bali Tosfos, his question is, the Noi Matzim, the Heretz says, the Noi Matzim is Zayna Shi Yisura Linasi Akayim. The Ba'avi Hu Muzal Ha, we don't find anywhere that Zayna has an Issa. The Ashes can shenensa should be us to the Kayin. The Babi who muzala, the Is on the Kayin. Abuhi any muzaris Allah, but she's not us on him. Hilka Khamla the very Nasura. Her whole words is never to ask herself on him. There is no Issa on the lady. The Torah asks it an Issa on the Kayin to the Zayna. But there's no Issa for the Zayna on the man. So this is the third line of the Rambam. The Rambam said that the call that we have by all Arayas, that even though the Torah always talks about the Issa to the man, that he's also Bachaisin, and Moshe doesn't say that the Issa to Achela, the Rambam includes that on Zayna also. But this place is says there's no Issa on the Isha. And Moshe, if they would be over, the Isha would not get Malkus. Place is the Kasha, because the Gemara in Yibam seems to say the Farish that this cloud goes on the Zayna also. So the Nadi Behuda, it's in two places, Nadi Behuda and Madur Kamba, Sim and Ayin, and Nadi Behuda and Tinyan, Sim and Chakim, but he wants to say there's two types of Zayna. There's the regular case of Zayna, which you have to know what that case is, and the Rambam explains exactly what the case is. And then there's the Eshes Kenshin Nemsa. The Gemara that says that Zayna Zicha has also an Issa, and the Gemara has a Joshua for it, that's talking about a regular Zayna. But this halacha of Eshes Kenshin Nemsa, that's halacha special on a Kayan. Halacha special on a Kayan, and not on the Zayna itself, not on the Eshes Kenshin Nemsa. That's what the case is. Not her. She has no Adair. It's halacha in the Kahuna, and the Kayan is also. But the Eshes Kenshin doesn't have the Issa. So this would be a Machoikis, takes the Rambam, and one day in Taisis. Another day in Taisis also holds the Rambam. The belief they had was the Mishnah again in Pesach says Kol Arayis Zechadish Vechadisha Shavim V'Makas and Kavin. The Mishnah for some reason talks about Makas and Kavin, that they both have the same halacha. The Mishnah Chayr Krisis also is the same, they both have the same Chayr Krisis when it's Karis, and the Chayr Mishnah says it also, but the Mishnah doesn't talk about that. These are the differences. Why? My last time, very good, we get that. But my kasha was I was thinking that. The Misa says it's like a different because you find one Misa that they're not the same. The Mishnah says in the Heaven of Tzav, again, it's the Gemara in the beginning of Makas Tapes, that Bat Koinches Insta, he betrays of a Huba Chemek. She gets Faith and he gets Chemek. So the Mishnah cannot say that they have the same. Especially because there's a custom by Bat Koinches, there is one case that's different. But my question was in the Rambam. The Rambam changes the words. So the Mishnah says, Korai, Sechad Ishra, Chadisha, Shom, Bamakas, Bukovin. The Rambam writes the Mishnah in a different way. The Rambam writes the Mishnah, Ein hefkesh bein ish and ish la'oinshin, el b'shifrach harufa b'vad. There's no difference between the ish and the isha by oinshin, only b'shifrach harufa. Oinshin is mashma oinshin, even mitzvah bezin. And then there's a shittle pelon Rambam. How can Rambam say that they have the same halacha by oinshin? If by bas koyin is a case that they're different. Rambam should say, chutz me bas koyin and shifrach harufa. Rambam doesn't say that. And it's a shittle pelon to me. I didn't say anyone should tell on this. So I'm thinking it could be, you have to say, that when Rambam says Einshin, he means that there's no chiluk in them on the type of Einish. Either they both get Malkus or they both get Misa, but he means they both get Misa. What type of Misa, there might be a difference. That could be what Rambam says. On the Einish, that's the Einish, both get Misa, that we don't find it. The only time we find a difference is by Shifcha Harufa, they get a completely different Einish. That the man brings a carbon and the Isha gets Malkus. But that's what that means, Einshin. But Einshin, if you want to go into the details of the Einshin, type of Misa, there will be Chalukim. That's what you have to say. Getting to the Seder we learned yesterday, Pasha Shevstim, Pasha Melech, one of the Din of Melech is, Le'yavon Le'nashim. that the Melech is not allowed to have too many wives. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dashan, learns out the Gimli Musa from Pesukim Tanach, the Gemara of the Chafanach Lebeis, learns out that the Shir is Yudches Moshe. The Melech is not allowed to have more than 18 wives. The king is not allowed to have more than 18 wives. The Amshita is that that's counting wives and Pilakshim. Total between wives and Pilakshim, you can have more than 18. The Rabbi says, that this number is just for Noshim, just for wives. Pilakshim, you can have as many as you want. And the Rabbi brings Rayas from Sukkim and Tanakh. The Akoponim, the Ram says, Im Hoysat Isha Achas Ubo Oleika. If he takes one extra wife, and he's over this love, he gets Malkus. So, it's like the Mishnah Sinach, and this is Tov Kafala, if I space, then again, this Halacha, what about the Isha? Does the Isha get Malkus here also? If the Melech takes an extra wife, and the Melech gets Malkus, what about the Isha? So, the Mishnah Sinach writes, Uposhet. Oh, that's also, we're going to talk about that. So, they're not just actually in all of them, but it seems to be on the 19th one. That's Losh and Ram, and Ram is, and
Hoyt says.
But the Mechasin's right, to push it, the Kshem Shu, like, it's push it to the Mechasin of Mesvara, that just the way the Melch gets Malkus, Kachi, like, the same thing the lady would get Malkus. Kamoy Bechobi is the Suus, Kamoy Shemu Vubiram, Tegi Zayn, Hilchasu Bi, Elocha Hei, he can't get Rambam, which is the only Mishnah Krisis, and Ingmar and Yivam, it's just like the Mishnah says, by all Arayas, even though it's talking to the man, not to Mary Achoysai, but it doesn't mention that the lady should be also bachar, but it goes on the lady also. She also gets Malkus. The same thing over here. Even though the Torah is talking to the Melech, the lady will also get Malkus. It's always push it to Mechas Chinuch. And Svara, we would think right away, L'chir is a chilek. Because the chir, this is an is on the Melech. The Melech is not supposed to have too many wives. It's only the lady. She's just the echatimsa. But the law of chir is on the Melech. But the Torah says, it would be, by a rayas, you can understand that the lady is also, even though she's not talking to the Isha, but the Isha is the Eva, she's mamish part of the Eva. We can understand that the Eva is also getting, is also part of the Eva. Hashem came by Layapul, Lay Noshim, it's the love of the Melech. He's had too many wives. The lady doesn't have too many husbands, or she's not a Melech to begin with, right? But the fact is, since I think the Mechasim story is, you learn that from Kahuna. We find it in by Kahanim also. By Kahanim, Mechir is in the Kahuna. The Kohen God was not supposed to be married Amman. There's nothing. Amman is a plain lady. She's a regular lady. What is she doing wrong? And in Kadesigan, we still see that the Amman also gets Malkus. The same thing by a Kohen Hedjit that marries a Grusha. It's an Issa on the Kohen. And still we see.
That's the same thing by Mamzer. So maybe only because he is slow, you can trust. And I think the Keshe by Melech. By Melech, it's not the
Eretz,
it's a
Kliyam
Kliyam.
Oh, that's by Kohuna.
It is the
Eretz. Yeah, I was thinking maybe a little bit more. Maybe the Chumash is even more that, because by Kahuna, Chayr isn't Issa Ishas, because we find the Balad is a Chalal. The baby that's born is a Chalal. So you see if it's the lady is part of the Avera. The child born is a Chalal. Hashem came by a Melech that's over the Lav and Leyav and Leynashim. He takes that story and he has a child. We don't find anywhere anything wrong with the child. We don't even see the child's pogum. I mean, he was taka born from this Aveya, but we don't even see that this child is pogum. That's why it's in Stavra.
From what? You're not different than a coin is a child's pogum.
You mean it's you won't even find it? But you want to, is no, there anything wrong with it? Like, even B'nai Tesha Midas, I mean, Ben Nida, we find that there's something wrong, but we don't find that there's anywhere. But you can see, you can understand the mice of the lady makes the cholol, the blood of the cholol. You can understand that the Isha is part of the Aveya. Yeah, that's why the Mechasimnach is a Shvelch. The Mechasimnach wants to say that they were Pashit, he wants to say, again, it's Lashon Pashit, Shem Shulik, Akachi, like the Isha, also come up with all these series. He's learning it like from the Rambam that it's a Klal. The Rambam does not say it by Melech, of course, but he's learning it as a Klal.
It's not even the Nervous.
It's a beer,
it's
not
from
Nervous. It's a beer.
And the Issa should go on the Isha also? You do understand it should go on the Isha
also?
The point of time should go on the according to the
Chayim.
The Sefer Zera Avram, which is what's the famous Sefer, it's letters between Rabbi Vambu Tativa, who was an Eidim by the Sameach, and Rabbi Nachman Zemba. They wrote letters back and forth. So here's the Sefer from Rabbi Vambu Tativa, and here's the Sefer who's Begoyim himself, and here's the Sefer from Nachman Zemba. And that Sefer Simcha Beit happens to be one of the letters from Rabbi Vambu Tativa. He clears the shayna himself. He doesn't mention Mechasim, he clears the shayna himself. But the level of Yavon Leinashim is the Isha also Chayav Malkus. In the middle of what he's talking about, Agavocha, he clears also the Isha also Chayav Malkus. And he writes two lines. He says, V'nira, the huadim belavin liyavin nashim, the he ain't the muteris. The isha is not musa. Kevin dim yigarish achas muteris loy. Since if he be megarish, one of the earlier wives, she be muta, therefore vice versa, she's not the isha, is that pasha. He's saying as far as halacha is, if a melech is oiv and he marries a 19th wife, and then he goes and he divorces one of the earlier wives, so now he's back to 18, he could keep this number 19. So Tainit, I think as far is, you have a right from there, that the Issa, a little like Missy was saying, that the Issa is not the 19th wife. The Issa is all 19. The first, second, third, fourth is part of the Issa the same way, number 19. And maybe if he lives through the boil the first, second, and third, he will also have Malkus now, because right now he has 19, he has more than 18 wives. As a man, you can't say she's part of it. You're not going to say the first, second are going to get Malkus also. Why? Because at the time they got married, they did nothing wrong? I mean,
I think it's really right, it's not an error.
Well, again, we said before that the chayyur, the mechasinah raya was not from Arias. The mechasinah raya was from Yisrael Kahuna. Right. If it would be just a halacha by Arias, you would say that's why we understand the Isha gets Malkus, because the Isha is an Eved, she's definitely part of the Eved. But we see even by Yisrael Kahuna, which the Isha, the Amona, is sorry, not part of the Eved, what does Amona do?
She's an
Eved
to him, just like that.
Yeah, Amona's not an Eved. Amon
is the Eved of Kohanim.
So the
Amon of Grush.
And a 19th wife is not
an Eved or
Ryan,
you give it again. You see, it's not her.
I just have to explain, it's a little possible. Like, a little bit you have to understand, we do find with one of the Arias, Achais Ishtai, a wife's sister is asa to a man, his sister was asa, but if his wife dies, then she's mutter. So maybe you can say there also something like Ravam Uftiva Svara, that she's not really the Aver. The Aver is both them together. The fact that he has the two sisters, the wife and her sister. And Mamela and Haraya, if the wife would die, she'd be mutter. Mamela, she's not part of the Aver, and she doesn't get Malkus.
No,
that you can't say, because Terence says she's definitely an Aver. Right now, till the wife dies, as long as the Ishtar is alive, she's definitely an Eved, so she definitely gets Malkus.
Yeah, Kolzman, he's with her, he also...
Kolzman, but this
yeah,
is...
Yeah,
but she's not Eved.
Why can't it...
It's a very dark experiment, I'm trying to understand it.
Until the time that she changed, if the Ishtar is with her now, she gets again. She's no more Eved, but why don't you bring her out of it? Every
she's
in the world is an Eved. She's not an Eved.
But she's an Eved. But right now she's an Eved, so it's not a kasha. She's an Eved.
No, it's a question for that, because she's not an Eved anymore.
Right.
The Torah is telling you that when the wife died, she's not a Chazisha anymore. She changed the Metzias. But somebody gives a get to the other way, this lady didn't change nothing.
We have a Yeshikul Hakir and Machoikis and Pashup Shana Chumash, but you know this pasuk of Yabun Leinashim, to understand that first it was going to Isha also, it was only in the Melech, it was going to Isha, and it's a Machoikis from very late Achreinim, no one really seems to speak about it. It's Mechas Chinuch and Zer Avram, the first ones that Kled Shaina, if the Isha also gets Malkus, and a little bit it's in the Havana of the whole Lav of Yabun Leinashim, is it what the Lav is? Is it just on the Melech, or is it the Gedi Suri Biya? That's what we have over here. And again, then, a little bit telling the Machoikis Taisis and the Ben Eliezer and Taisis Nazarim, whether by Zayna is an Issa. According to Ben Eliezer, that there's no Issa on the Zayna, there's only an Issa on the Kayan. There's Kenshin Ensa, it's only an Issa on the Kayan. You can say that story here also by Leabon Nashim. That's only an Issa on the Melech, not on the Isha. Hashem came according to the other day in Taisus and the Rambam that it goes on the Zayin also, then you could clear what about Layabon and Nashim. There's a little more to speak about it, but we'll move on. Next halacha in Pasha Shechtim in Dinei Melech is it's the Rambam. The Rambam Zog in Perchetzach is Melech and Lachahei, Eima Midin Isha B'Malchus, Shenema Lecha Melech Le'Malka. It's actually Sefri. It's not a Gemara, it's a Sefri. The Mefarshim bring down. The Sefri is a drasha that when you appoint a Melech, it has to be a Melech, not a Malki. You appoint a king, not a queen. You appoint Dafka an Ish, not an Isha. The Nevi Yehuda, Madu Kama, Chen Chesh Mishpat Simen Aleph, declares it's not the Shayan. He goes, what about if there's Yerusha to a daughter? The halacha is, the Ram Paskin, the binyan where the Mokki is, but the Ram, famous Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Malchus Zayin, that Melucha goes to Yerusha. The Rambam Zok, Haniach Ben Katan, even if he leaves over Ben Katan, the Melch leaves over Ben Katan, Masham Melech Melucha, we watch him the Melucha Ad Sheyagdil, until he grows up. And the Rambam brings down we find that Tanach, Mashasi Yodel Niyoyesh. But Kol, Kaida Benachu Kaida Niyusha Samadutha. The Rambam says, all the Halachas of Yusha go by Yusha and Lutha also. The Ben Agodla Kaida Mekatan Menu. The Ben Agodla comes first. But Loya Machas Bobad, in the famous Rambam, not only Machas, but Koa Svarvitz. Every shtelah should be Yisrael. Yerusha and the Benayin of Ebenei Rayam goes by Yerusha. This is, we find this by the Rebbe's, that it goes by Yerusha. We find it by Rashi, it also goes by Yerusha. But the Ram does say one tonight. Who should have been Mamari Mokam of Vaisla of Chacham of Yira? The son has to be Roy. For him to take over the Malchus or the shtelah or the Rebbe, he has to be qualified. He has to be Mamari Mokam to a certain extent. But Chacham of Yira. Then the Ram says the Santa Zach. If he was a Mali Mokam B'Yira, Afo Pishin and Mali B'Chachma, but he was Mali Mokam B'Chachma, Ma'amidin or say, we appointed Mokam of them, Ma'amidin or say, and we start teaching him. So let's try to, if we're able to teach him, he doesn't lose his Shtelna. We still try to keep his Shtelna. But Chol Misha, Eva Yishamayim, a person doesn't have Yishamayim, Afo Pishin Chachmasim Ruba, even though he's Victim Chachma, he hasn't had a Chachma, Eva Ma'amidin or say, he doesn't get the Shtelna. And the Sam, the Ram doesn't say Ma'amidin or say. Maybe they also take him on. Here it is. Maybe you can teach him of Yishmaim. If it's a self Yishmaim, it's a problem. You don't rely on that Malam Nasai. That you don't say. Upon him, maybe he declares, if a person has no sons, the Halacha, as we know, that a Bat Yashin. So what if a Melech has no sons and he has a daughter? In that case, does the daughter Yashin the Melucha? Does she become a Malka?
I mean, if she has a son, because she can be a Melech.
What? But she has no.
She has a son.
No. Can she be the Malka? Can she become queen? So what's the shayla? We had a drush. The Teretz is, and he himself explains, it could be this whole drush is on the Sima, is on Sim Tosim. When you appoint, that's when you have to appoint the Melech Olay Malka. But when she comes to Yerusha, she's coming by herself. You're not appointing. Maybe there's no such halacha. She's coming in Meila. Maybe she does the Ashton. And he says, Vaharaya, he says, we find by Meshicha that if a child comes to Yerusha into the Melucha, you're not Moshech. Every Melech, you're Moshech with the Shem and Mishka. If you come to Yerusha, even after many days, you're overlying the original Meshicha, you don't do Meshicha again. Always, if you have a brand new Melech who didn't come to Yerusha, that's when you do Meshicha again. So he says, you see, it's just a Hemshech. If it's just a Hemshech, then maybe the Malka. Maybe the Malka does the Ashen.
So it depends. If you learn that the Pshat is positive, so if person goes and builds that Malka, then it's telling you that the lady's not Roy?
That's the Chagir. That's the Chagir. That a lady is a Pshat, the lady's not Roy, and never even. Or is it in same Tossim? When you appoint, you have to go appoint. You're already going to appoint the Pistachar to appoint a man, not a lady. But she comes to Yerusha, she doesn't lose to Yerusha. So Mary's going to review that. It's not like he pretty much explains it, yeah. He pretty much explains it. Yeah, I had this lesson here somewhere. The Avshach and the Mechassinach brings down this Nevi Yehuda. He brings this Nevi Yehuda. The Avshach is a Goyis and Mechassinach. He writes that Kedivri Nevi Yehuda came Kosta B'Chuvas Samseif B'Chem Koyachem Simin Yubeis. The son of Avshach had B'Chuvas and Chuvas Samseif. And he tells you, Samseif says the same word. Same story. That same person of a Melech, like Malka is a din in same person when you're coming to a point. But Dr. Samseif is the same story. If the Isha comes in the main of Yerusha, she taka will be a Malka. At least Tzarchian. To me, the Hashemot of the Rambam is a little bit mashmal, not like this Chiddush. Because the Rambam is a little bit mayrach, and the Rambam explains that Yerusha goes by Melucha, the Rambam gives even examples. He says, Kol dini all the halachs by Nachla go the same thing when Yasha Melucha. That Ben Godel comes before Ben Cotton, and he explains all these problem. But this probably doesn't say that if there's no Ben and only a Bas, the Bas will Yashin, that would be the biggest Chiddush, and that the Rambam doesn't say. The fact the Rambam doesn't say is a little bit mashmal to me, not like this Chiddush in the Yehuda and the Chiddush in the Yehuda. That's what they want to say. The Chiddush in the Yehuda says another shayla about the Yerusha of Melucha. There's one man, the Amma, and we pass like that. And Baba Basta, the Flamel Alach, the Flamel Alach, the Birchim Rebreka, famous sheet from Birchim Rebreka says that a father is able to be manchel to a ben ben abonim, or to a Yerush ben Yashim. But Chayov, he cannot change Yerusha and say that a stranger should Yashim. But what he can't do is, let's say there's four sons, he should say one son or two or three should yashin, and he could cut another one out. He could appoint which yashin should yashin. That the father is required to do. Is a melech let the mechatzinuch? What about a melech? Can a melech b'chayev also say the yusha is supposed to go to the older son, but I want it to go to the younger son? Can a melech do that? Is that called the mechatzinuch? So what's the shayla? So he doesn't explain, but I'm thinking maybe the sfera is that it could be part of this din of a Yechim and Breaker that says that a father can be pointed out, can point out who should yashin to Ben Ben Abanim. It comes mikoyash m'moynei because the mice it's his money. It's his money b'chayev, so b'chayev that he has a koyach and his money, he's able to say who should yashin. Mashenki melucha is not really the melech. Melucha doesn't really belong to the melech. The melech is, it's not his money, it's not something that he owns. So maybe on that is he doesn't have a koyach to go be moirish to a ben abonim. Could be that's a shayach. Well, maisim lechufun by serfin. Another loch of the melech is the pasuk says, liyabalei susan. Similar to Le'yabalei Nashon, the Gemara also says Le'yabalei Susan, you shouldn't have too many horses, Pashat. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chafal Chum Bey, is also dashing that the shear is Yud Ches. You shouldn't have more than 18 Susan a month. The Mechas Chinuch, and it's a tough side test, so space, he says in one line, I think Mamash four words, he writes, V'nira de B'shas K'niyah Loikin. This slab will be B'shas K'niyah. When the Melch will buy, will be Koina, a 19th horse, that's when he'll get Malchus, just for the Kinyin itself. Because to me, I'm clarifying a little bit, what's the chiddush? When else should Melch be like? What else is love? Does it mean when he rides it, when he's mishnamish with it? But that you really can't say, because that's the first Gemara also in the second parak of Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, over there, the bright stuff, Yavonly system. So the bright effect. Yochal, feeling today, Makafti, Prashub, you think even for his Makova, the Melch, when the Melch travels, he goes with an entourage, he goes with a whole group, the cover of Melch, and the bigger the group shows how more important he is. And Prussia was a chayr for his army. So Loi in a mabah himself is not mabah, but mabah who could be richbay of Prussia. But for his richbay of Prussia, his makovah, then he could be mabah. So no, that's mutta. So the Gemara amani mekayim liyabul esusim. So what's this pasuk talking about? Susim habatelim. The Gemara says this whole lab goes only on susim b'teilim. Basically, for Melch, if he feels the covered his malucha, he has to travel with 100 people or 100 mishasim, then he's allowed to have 100 susim. If he feels his army, of course, his army has to have thousands of susim, he's allowed to have as many as he feels his army needs. But not so we, Mekayim, this din, susim b'teilim. B'teilim, Mamisha, he wants to have a collection, a stable of horses, just for his covered, his own personal, he's not even going to use. That's what Sasa is. And mainly, it's posh that the lab will show his b'shas k'niyah, not b'shas. So it could be the Mechatzrich means the Gemara, but when he writes Nira, the Chayr is the Fesha Gemara. So you might see, we're still thinking it means when he uses it, okay? The next pasuk says in the Torah, the kesef v'zov liyabalei. No, lach melech not have too much money, too much kesef v'zov. There are pasukim shem hibe kesef v'zov loike. If he has too much money, he gets malchus. So then the mechatzrin of two kashas. First kashas he is, what's the shear of kesef v'zov? The shear of liyabalei noshim Torah says is 18. The shear of liyabalei susim Torah says is 18. What's the shear of kesef v'zov? It doesn't say. It doesn't tell us anywhere. What's called too much money? What's called the melech not have too much money? It doesn't say. And Satan, in fact, the guest, the Mechus Chinuch. The second question Mechus Chinuch asks is, how could Rambam say you get Malkus? We don't know what the shear is. If we don't know what the shear is, how could you possibly get Malkus? So I didn't understand the question of what this is saying, because the Moshe, if you look in the Chinuch explains that the Melch is not allowed to have, the question is, Shalom Yehei Lamelch Momen Rav, you should not have a lot of money, Tachas Yodai, under his hand, Elon Kashir Mashu Tzorach, from the Kafte, Babod, and Miuchav Moy. All he really needs, he has to live like a Melch, he has to live grace and everything and big, but he should only have enough money for his living expenses, for his palace, and for all his Mesharsim. but not more than that. Is a mela, that's the shir. If he has more than that, and chazal, well, bezek be mishaya, bezek be mishaya. Budget, you know, this is what your palace requires to run. This is how much money you need. Anything more than that, you're mongers.
But the text is, even if.
Well, we tell them your budget is the phrase 10,000 a day, 100,000 a day, whatever it is, it has a shiur. And if you keep, but the question is, how much money is not allowed to have in the bank? Does he have to every day just have enough for that one day, or can he have enough for his expenses for a month or for a year? I mean, how much does he have to every? The mel basically gets his money by collecting the people. We're saying Lashana. Where do you get the word Lashana? Oh, Lashana, you got it for a year. I don't know. The Torah says, I mean, this pasuk in Chayyim is teaching you the mouth has to live with bitachon also. The people that live with bitachon with the bank accounts, but the Torah is telling you, don't live with bitachon. Every day collect what you need. Is it every day? Is it every month? Every year? That's a little bit nice. Right. Galeu, that's a little bit different halacha. Okay, that's it. Another halacha by mouth of dinner moiv malchus. That's the Ram Paskin, the Pekim with some lochim. Whoever's moiv the malchus doesn't listen to the melach, the melach is a shus to kill him. And the Ram gives an example. Even if he gives a simple command to somebody, go to a certain place, he doesn't listen, he doesn't go. Well, he tells someone to come in, don't leave your house, and he leaves his house, chayav misa. If someone's mabazes the melech or he curses him, the melech has a shus to kill him. So the melech's sin is medayik. It's pretty clean. The Ram just says yeshemach shus lahagay. He says the second time also yeshemach shus lahagay. Melech has a shus. It's mashma. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to kill him. So why, if he wants to be, it sounds like he wants to be meichel, then he must be meichel. Well, the Rambam says yes, you're sure. So the Mechitzah says that if he wants to, he doesn't have to kill him. So the Mechitzah says the Gemara says in the Hedrin that Melch Shemachal Kavodei Ein Kavodei Machal. Melch is not allowed to be Mechal in his Kavod. So if you're not allowed to be Mechal in your Kavod, why is it not allowed to be Mechal over here and not kill the person? The Gemara is talking about, the Mishnah says that Melch ain't Chalitza. A Melch does not do Chalitza. Chalitza is in case the Melch's brother dies without children. Normally when a man dies without children, the amana goes to his brother and either the Zivim or Chalitza she would take off the melech's shoe and spit. But since being roikik, expectorating, spitting in front of the melech would not be anti chayday, the Mishnah says the melech does not do Chalitza. The Yehuda says, in rotzen lachloid chaylas. If the melech wants to, he's not to be chaylas. So the Gemara explains that the Tanakhama holds melech shemachal kavayde ekvayde mochal. That the melech cannot be merchon is covered, he's not allowed to do chalitza even if he wants to. And Behuda holds also agrees, the Gemara says, that melech shemachal kavayde ekvayde mochal, but mitzvah shiny. Since it's for dva mitzvah, that's not called a bezoyin. If he's merchon and he's doing it for dva mitzvah, that's not a bezoyin. But akoponim, if it's not a mitzvah, then everybody holds melech shemachal kavayde ekvayde mochal. And even if it is a mitzvah, we pass like the chumim that the melech cannot be mechal.
So, if he doesn't do chalitza,
she's stuck. She cannot be married, right? That's what happens. So if you marry into royalty, you marry the king's brother, you're taking that chance, right?
But he could be miyavim.
No, also not. They're miyavim. They're not miyavim either. It's not a lot. The melech is not miyavim.
Oh, yeah.
Like upon that's the mechitzas kashas over here. Why is the melech not mechuyav to kill him? He's being merciful on his covet. So I was thinking maybe this is also to get a mitzvah. He doesn't want to kill somebody, he wants to save his life. Maybe it's also to get a mitzvah, but that would be a terrible only according to Behuda. Behuda holds by a mukha mitzvah, now can be merciful on his covet. He can do chalitza. But we pass like Tanakhama, but even if he wants to be, even by a mitzvah, chalitza cannot be merciful. So why is it not be merciful over here?
I found it.
Yeah, Tashan? Oh, very good. So the shear is he should have enough for a year. Okay, so that we say my terrace. That the chazal that bez should be mishaya, how much of a shan? If he keeps more money than that, they should tell him this is your budget for a year, more than that to be able. Okay. But getting back to this, why doesn't he mechuyev to be to kill him? So the Hagoyis and the Mechasinus, they bring down for the Ritzchiyas and the Sefer Teres Nevi'im, the Mitzri says, the Rambam went to Rechem Davernach, because there's a mice by Davernach, but Shimi Ben-Geira was Machal, and Davernach did not kill him. He saved the Shleimah, he told Shleimah to take care of him. The mice, he says, it's to be a chiv to kill him, that Melchemach HaVeri HaKvarei Mochum, Davernach would not have waited, he wouldn't be over in Yadin, he wouldn't have waited, he would have done it. It's right from there. But to me, it's still so shrewd, what's the mock of Davernach? There's not answering the Kasha, so it's Kasha on the Rambam, it's Kasha Davernach, we Davernach learn it out from. If Melchemach is waiting for the Machu, why would Davernach want to do it? So the Gaius, the Machu, brings down a chain of Teretz, they say, Alpi Iran. There's a Chadushi Iran, it's in Hedden that says, there's a chilm between, and then of Melchemach is waiting for the Machu, the difference between the future and the past. This halach is only lost it. The Moshe by Chalitza. If we're telling the Melch go to do something in the future, to do something, to go to Chalitza, and let the lady be very kicked, that we tell him not to do. But if something happened already and he wants to be Merchel, then he could be Merchel. So over here, like someone was again the cover of the Melmoth, that happened already. So that halacha of Melchemacha Kvadik, the Melmoth could be Merchel. The whole halacha of Melchemacha Kvadik, the Merchel, is only for the future, but not for the past. It's a shame affair. The only problem is, I looked in the round, I don't see this far. I'm looking at this round, I don't see where they get it from, but the mice is sort of the shame affair. I just finished up. The end of the round, the Rambam says, only as chiddush. The end of melech b'shus l'arig on the b'sayif. I'm reading the Rambam. The Rambam says, when a melech kills someone who's going with machos, it has to be dafka b'sayif, dafka with a sword. He can use other weapons like sticks to hit him if he wants to punish him for punishment. But to kill someone has to be dafka with a sword. But he's not allowed to be mafki his money. Even hifki haris again. If he wants to punish the person by being mafki his money, as a punishment, if he wants to take his money to something else, and not takes people's money for his own needs, but once he has to be mafkia, say his money is hefka, that he's not going to do, and it would be gezel. The lashon of gezel is a little bit shver to me, because the cheresh should be more mazik than gezel. The melech is not taking it. The melech does the wrong thing, and he's mafkia his money, and cheresh should be mazik. Unless it's going on, I think maybe it's going on the people that take it. If the melech is mafkia, and anybody takes it, that person's like the gezel, but the melech has no right to be mafkia. No right to mafkia. But I'll go on this first halacha, where the Rambam says, "Ein melech b'shus l'arig then b'sayif l'vad." The melech only has b'shus to kill with a sayif, with a sword. The mechasinuch asks, "What's the makkah?" He says, "Interesting. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, in the Old Knights of Kingdom, no one gives a makkah to the Rambam. Where does the Rambam get this from? It's more like a chiddush. When the melech kills someone, it has to be b'sayif. Where does the Rambam get that from?" So the mechasinuch sends off, "Mestam shemotz came rabbeinim. Mestam the Rambam found it somewhere. There must be a makkah somewhere. I don't know where it is." In the Goyis and Mechasinach, they bring down from the Meretzchias in that Sefer, again, that he says that if you look in Tanakh, you'll see every case where Melch kills someone, there's no Malchus, there's always Besayef. Every single case is always Besayef. But Bevaita, that's not really a Mokka, that could be just a coincidence, and also you have to know what the Mokka is. So they also bring down from the Sefer Tol Sodom from Reb Zalman of Lajan, of Chaim Lajan, the brother of a famous, also Talmud of the Goyim, Reb Zalman of Lajan, the Goyim. And he said, there is a mock. He says, look into Sefer Sanhedrin, then the Perek Tes, look into Shami Sanhedrin, and the Perek Zion. Two Makarios, which says that a Melech can only kill the Sayyid. So I went to look inside of the Sefer, and it's very, a little ambiguous. The words are a little bit unclear, but you could teach in the Sefer, that's what it means, and I said, the Chazayin Yechesko also knows that way, that the Sefer is saying, this halacha, that a Melech can only kill the Sayyid, not with anything else. The Sefer does not say the mock, the reason. What's talking the reason? So in the it could be a loch mesh mesinai. It could be a loch mesh mesinai that the melech when he kills has to be v'sayef. And mice we have a mokah in Sesefta and the Yishami, that's the mokah for the Rambam. And that's where the devil of melech got it from also. Alright, so in the Hatzvi, in the Zagoyis and Mechassinach, he's also machab into these mokahs, and he says the mokah is in the Sesefta Sanhedrin and the Yishami Sanhedrin. But the Hatzvi, he has a kasha from the Shiddel Zoya Kodesh. The Zoya Kodesh is the Pashat Mishpatim, but the Zoya Kodesh is the kasha. If you look into Nach, by the Maisa Shimri Ben-Geira, Dovin Melech told him, I'm not going to kill you. And he made a shvua, he said, Shalom Yamisei Becher. He made a shvua, he would not kill him Becher. In fact, the Zoya Kodesh, the Chishimi Tipish Ayah, was Shimri a Tipish, the Omalei the Becher, Vloy Yavu Bachanissa Begir Ahim, and maybe he won't kill him with a sword, but he'll kill him maybe with a spear or with an arrow, or with an arrow another way, and what was Shimri, you know, accepting such a shvua? So after the Zoya Kodesh, that the shvua really was that he would not kill him at all. But he said the lashon shalom yamisei becher means he made a shvua on his sword. And Zayin Kodesh brings down where the gezach, where the medrash, that Zayin himself is saying it, that David HaMelech had a special scher, a special sword that was written on it, the Shem HaMefarish. Besalti Kabbalah, he used to go around to battle with this sword, which had the Shem HaMefarish, and that would help him in all his battles. It's amazing that the Zohar Kodesh, that's what the pasuk means. When he was Nishba, Shalom Yamisa, Becherev, he mentioned, Shalom Yamisa, I won't kill you anyway. Becherev and the Shvu on the Shem Hashem, that's written on the Cherev. That's what it means. But at the bottom, he meant that he won't kill him anyway. That's why he appeased Shemi with that. Oh, but Al Gaponim, in fact, Peshach Safran, is Mashal from the Zoya that he could kill them any way he wants. Any way he wants. Because what was the Zoya's Kasha? That what was he afraid? If he could only kill them the Cherev, then what was he afraid of? It's Mashal from the Zoya. So the Cherev is the Machoikas, the Zoya Kodesh, and the Zepta. So could they to be Mamayab and Flutta to make a little bit less of a Machoikas? Peshach Safran wants to say that it could be. The Zohar Kodesh holds that this halacha that enough can only kill Becherev. The Zohar also is maximum tesefta, that enough can only kill Becherev. But the Zohar Kodesh holds that this halacha is that you're able to kill Becherev. But if it's a case where you could only kill him some other way, then you're not to kill him another way. And Bamasai, he doesn't say this, but there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin from Tess, and Ram Paskin said also that by only
so
said that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But I just wanted to say a tushtel. Which I think means that the Gemara says by Mises Bezdin, when he's supposed to give the Abba Mises, he's a skiing or safe for Herod Gachem, he's supposed to give the right Misa. But the Gemara says, let's say the guy's escaping and you won't be able to give him the right Misa, you can kill him any way you can.
That's only because it says most human.
Right. Okay, but yeah, well, you don't know the book. But whenever the mock over here that a mouth can only kill a cherub, maybe it's Halcha Mashmasina, maybe it's built into Halcha Mashmasina also, that Makomokain. Yeah. Okay, but the Almighty says he wants to say also, since that's the Zohar Kodesh Kasha, since he cannot kill him b'cher because he made a shvu, but he did b'shoy that he won't kill him with something else, that's where the Zohar Kodesh Kasha is. And it could be Tisetah also, so it's not Machoyah.